We're talking today with Dr. Tom Kuhn, of course, Dean of Agriculture for the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources at OSU. And we're here at the Lahoma Wheat Field Day research facility here, of course, by Oklahoma State University. And a great crowd today, and you had a really exciting announcement about some new facilities here.
You know, I think we have a great crowd every year for this. At least that's what people tell me. And this year is no exception. The weather, in a way, has cooperated with us because it's not raining, and yet no one can be out in the fields. The announcement is, it really is exciting. Dr. Raymond Sidwell was a longtime superintendent here, scientist really leading the research program here. We lost him a year and a half ago, and tragically lost him, and his family has provided a gift with which we're going to build a new building here and honor him by naming it the Dr. Raymond Sidwell Research Facility. So we announced that today. We're actually not going to do any building until we get through with wheat harvest and actually finish putting next year's crop in. So this fall and winter, we'll be building that new building.
And the hope is by next field day, we'll have a new facility to look at.
Absolutely. We're going to be hopefully outside, but celebrating a wonderful new building here with great functionality. And actually, it's going to incorporate a lot of design features that Dr. Sidwell had imagined he'd like to have in this facility when he was working here.
One of the shining stars you've got under your umbrella at the Division of Agriculture is this wheat improvement team, and they're on spotlight today.
They really are. This is their state fair day, really, in a lot of ways. It's a time to not just show off, but to really show growers and agribusiness folks exactly what we're working on here, how to make sure we're getting the right kind of traits into wheat that are going to work well in Oklahoma for all of our uses, both for grazing and for wheat production. So a lot of fun. It's fun to see Dr. Carver get excited about. He's trying to convert folks into growing hard white wheat here. I'm not sure he's got a whole lot of disciples yet, but he's got some wonderful varieties. And actually, there's a lot of white wheat being milled right here in Enid. So there's a market for it. But it also, I've got to give a shout out to Dr. Yan. He's our molecular geneticist, really a key part of the team. Mm-hmm. And he was recognized today with the Staff of Life Award from the Oklahoma Wheat Foundation. Really means a lot to get recognition. He's a guy that he could do a lot of different things in this world, go to a lot of different places, and that he chooses to be at Oklahoma State University really means a lot to us.